Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. How powerful do you feel when you think about your fitness goals? Well, imagine stepping into a version of yourself that not only sets ambitious fitness goals, but also crushes them every single month. And today, I'm just going to share my transformative approach that I think really was a big game changer. It combines self-belief with actionable strategies. But before we get into all this stuff, if you are ready to transform, visit talktoperry.com. That's where we can have a conversation so you can start a journey toward a powerful you, because it's all about leveling up your energy and really recharging that mental and physical battery of yours so that you can reclaim your power. Talktoperry.com is where that's at. So here is what I'm currently doing, and I didn't realize I was doing this at the very, very beginning of my fitness journey. And I always say the beginning of my fitness journey because there were a lot of years where I was just start and stop, start and stop, start and stop. And I found, and it really wasn't even start and stop. It was like start and then drift slowly off course and self-sabotage. And then all of a sudden realize, oh my gosh, I'm off course. I haven't done anything in years. Let's get back to it. So here I am realizing that, when I decided to fully commit and shift totally to not go and promise myself that I'm not going to go back to old ways. And so, and it wasn't like a soft promise. A lot of people do that little soft promise sort of things. Yeah, this is going to be my year, and then really don't take action. That's where I was stuck for a long time. And I'm like, that's not going to happen anymore. I need to change things. And that's what I'm going to share with you, just this perspective and just a way of being. So every month, and I still do this to this day, I set a 30-day fitness goal. And I do this for other goals too, business goals and life goals and relationship goals. But over with fitness here, I set a 30-day fitness goal. And I start to think, okay, what are my fitness goals that I want to achieve in the next 30 days? Now, I've got big goals way out. When I was first starting, I had a beer gut. I'd just come off being a 2-pack-a-day smoker. So the fact that I could even do like a program like Insanity or P90X was way, way off. And I never had that. But I just knew that I wanted to not go back to old ways. So I wouldn't go back to smoking. I wouldn't go back to overeating. I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to have the energy. I wanted to stop being grumpy. I wanted to be able to, and on a whim's notice, say, yeah, let's go for a run. Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a hike. Let's go do that. As opposed to, no, I'm just going to sit and chill here on the couch again. So I get these goals down and I start listing who I need to be to achieve those goals. Because it's not just about doing. A lot of times people will say, just tell me what I need to do and I'll do it. It's about who you need to be in order to have that, those things, the results that you want. Whether it's being more, and this is the sort of things that I started telling myself. I need to be consistent, disciplined, resilient. Needed to catch myself and pivot when I was wanting to use an excuse, even though they might be disguised in rationalizing things away or justifying why I couldn't do something or why I was unmotivated and I'd do, promising I would do doubles the next day. I needed to recognize those and eliminate them right away. I also needed to recognize when I was negotiating that it was okay to eat off the grid because I'll just work it off over the weekend. Those sort of things, I was like, oh, that's what got me into the sabotage things in the first place. That's not in alignment with my goals, at least not at this point. Eventually, I want to get to the point where it's like I can have a burger and it's not a big deal. But in the beginning, I needed to do this. So it was about who I needed to become. So I'm writing down these traits. And those traits shaped my actions and my outcomes. So the approach isn't just about hitting targets. And I think a lot of times people do this, and this is where they get stuck into that perfection mode as opposed to making progress. It's just about evolving into the person who can reach them. And so once I got that down, now, here's the kicker, and I don't know if you're taking notes or anything like this, but it's looking at it and saying, okay, now I have these goals. Who do I need to be to reach those goals? And then the thing is, who do I choose to be over the next 30 days. And for a lot of times, especially me in the past, that's where I kind of get paralyzed. I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to do what it takes. So I'm not choosing to do that. Yeah, I know I should eat better. And yeah, I know I need to be disciplined. Yeah, I know to, you know, do all these things. But I really don't want to do that. And that's where the contrast was way back in the day. Now I'm just like, who am I choosing to be? I'm choosing to be someone who shows up and exercises. I'm choosing to be the person in the grocery store who looks at the ingredients, who puts healthy things to fuel my body into the cart, to have things, you know, as options in my house, to go through and do a kitchen audit so I don't have temptations for when I'm feeling stressed out and unmotivated, those things. And on my journey, you know, I realized when I started viewing myself as someone who is capable and deserving of success, the path cleared up. You know, it wasn't just about having the time. It was making the time. So that's what I did. I realized I was trying to find the motivation. I found the time and I said, you know what? I'm going to make that my time. This is my time from now on. This is my exercise time. Non-negotiable. And I even made myself a non-negotiable contract. I call it a no matter what plan. And so it wasn't about hoping. It was doing. And so here's the thing. If you feel like this could be a game changer, let's talk more about your journey, your struggles, the things that you're wanting to go through, how to boost your energy. Head over to talktoperry.com and let's get you on the path to your best self. Just here's the thing. Each day offers a new chance to align your self-image. You know, that's who you see yourself as and who you start being and believing. And you're aligning those with your actions. And you can start small if you choose. You know, it's picking one trait that you want to embody and acting on it consistently, day by day. And those victories do accumulate in life. It was abstract to me that I would even be doing a podcast on health and fitness and mindset stuff. You know, but once I got going, those small things, they added up. And they accumulate in life where you're not just reaching goals, you're setting new ones. Because these are like base camps to get you to the next goal, to get you to the next goal. That's why I do the 30-day thing, because I got big goals to get to, but let's take it 30 days at a time. So today, I mean, write down one trait that you need to adopt to reach your next fitness goal. For me, I usually come up about 3 to 5 of who I need to be and commit to that trait. And remind yourself daily and watch how your actions start to align with your new self-image. It's not about the fitness. It's about becoming the architect of your own life. So just know you can choose to use your power and take control. Or you can let the excuses, justifications, all the distractions control you and drain your power. It really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals. And then choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.